USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers are looking at passing another round of coronavirus relief, with Senator Bernie Sanders calling for passing a measure through the reconciliation process, meaning it would only need 50 votes to get out of the Senate. Senator Ben Cardin says the Senate knows the American people want them to work together to get some further relief done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that whatever they do has to be done in a bipartisan manner.
We recognize that the American people want us to deal with these issues and to listen to each other. So, yes, I think what is critically important is that we respond quickly. The urgency is there. Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting. State and local government need help. The vaccine distribution needs to be more effective than it's been. So there's areas that have to be done quickly that we need to work with.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, John at Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
A member of former President Trump's coronavirus task force says she's about to retire. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The person who was the coordinator for former President Trump's coronavirus task force said she was reluctant to take the position and always thought about quitting. On CBS, Dr. Deborah Birks says longtime colleagues looked at her differently after taking the job.
I had to ask myself every morning, is there something that I think I can do that would be helpful in responding to this pandemic? And it's something I ask myself every night.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if Birks had some role in the new administration. Psaki said it was an excellent question, and she would have to circle back with an answer. Birks said she plans to retire in about a month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While more Republicans have stood up to oppose an impeachment trial for former President Trump, not everyone feels the same way. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
With a growing number of Republican senators voicing their opposition, the chances of former President Donald Trump being convicted are slimmer. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says no matter what, there should be a trial.
Well, we're certainly going to have a trial. I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, you know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice.
Senator Romney speaking on Fox News Sunday. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Miami Heat will welcome a limited number of fans back into their arena this week with a unique layer of coronavirus protection in place. The NBA squad will use coronavirus sniffing dogs at American Airlines Arena to screen fans for this Thursday's game against the LA Clippers. The specially trained dogs have already been used in several airports in recent months, with a recent study showing the dogs can be up to 94% accurate when it comes to detecting that someone is infected with coronavirus. The Heat plan to keep capacity under 2,000 fans for the time being, in a building that normally seats more than 19,000 for basketball games. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.